Welcome to our deep dive, into that sparkling world of African luxury jewelry. It's a topic you're clearly passionate about, and we're going to unearth some fascinating insights from episode 3 jewelry.pdf to satisfy that curiosity.
Yeah, it's an area, ripe with discovery, not just, beautiful gems, but also that unique blend of heritage, innovation, and global impact. That's driving its success.
Absolutely. That's what we're here to uncover. We'll journey from the heart of Africa's, rich mineral resources to the hands of globally recognized designers. So are you ready to discover what makes African luxury jewelry so special?
Absolutely. Let's dive right in.
Okay, perfect. Our journey starts with Africa's incredible natural bounty. The continent is a leading source of gold diamonds. And get this, the incredibly rare tanzanite found only near Mount Kilimanjaro. Now you might be thinking, okay, pretty sounds. So what? But here's where it gets interesting. Botswana is actually the world's second largest diamond producer by value.
And that's significant because Botswana's production plays a major role in influencing diamond pricing around the world. We're not just talking about beautiful stones, we're talking about economic powerhouses driving the global luxury market.
That's a fantastic point. It's not just about the sparkle. It's about the impact these resources have on the world stage. Now, while Africa's abundance of precious materials lays the groundwork, it's the craftsmanship and design that truly elevates these gems to luxury status. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's about the skilled hands that transform raw beauty into wearable works of art. Meticulous craftsmanship, innovative designs, and the infusion of cultural stories that give each piece a soul.
Now, speaking of design, one element we see popping up is bespoke. I have to admit that word always makes me think of something super exclusive. Can you break down what bespoke means in the context of African luxury jewelry?
It's all about personalized luxury. Imagine, collaborating with a designer like Jenna Clifford to create a piece that's uniquely you, incorporating personal elements, stories, or even family heirlooms. It's jewelry designed with your individual fingerprint, not mass-produced for the masses.
That's incredible. It takes personalization to a whole new level. And speaking of Jenna Clifford, she's one of the names we keep encountering in the materials, along with Szymanski. What makes these brands stand out in the world of African luxury jewelry?
Jenna Clifford is a true pioneer, recognized for her bold designs and her unwavering commitment to sustainability. Her pieces often tell a story, weaving in personal touches that make them, incredibly special.
It seems like the ethical aspect of luxury is a big factor for today's consumer. Is that something we're seeing across the board with African luxury brands?
Absolutely. Consumers are more discerning than ever before. They want luxury that aligns with their values, transparency, ethical sourcing, and environmentally sound practices. And African jewelry brands are leading the charge in this regard. They're not just creating beautiful pieces, they're creating them responsibly.
That's fantastic. So we've got breathtaking designs and ethical practices, but what about the actual jewelry itself? Are there any unique elements or techniques that distinguish African luxury jewelry?
Definitely. Take Szymanski, for example. They've revolutionized diamond cutting with patented techniques like the Brilliant 10 and the My Girl Cut. These aren't just fancy names. They're engineered to reflect light in a way that maximizes brilliance and sparkle. It's science meeting artistry to create diamonds that truly stand out from the crowd.
Wow, that's really impressive. I can see why these brands are gaining global recognition. But it's not just about individual brands, right? What about the organizations working behind the scenes to support the industry as a whole?
They play a crucial role in promoting quality, ethical sourcing and innovative design. For instance, the Jewelry Council of South Africa is instrumental in helping both emerging and established brands gain international recognition.
So they're like the backbone ensuring the industry thrives while maintaining high standards. What other organizations are making a significant impact?
One that stands out is Tanzanite One, a company that's not only a leading producer of Tanzanite jewelry, but also a champion of ethical mining and sustainability. Remember that rare gemstone we talked about? Well, Tanzanite One is at the forefront of mining and crafting this gem with a commitment to responsible practices, proving that luxury and conscientiousness can go hand in hand.
That's a powerful example of the impact these organizations have.
Yeah.
So we've got the talent, the resources, and a strong foundation of ethical practices. Where do we go from here? What's the next chapter in this journey?
Well, now that we've explored the foundations of African luxury jewelry, it's time to take a look beyond Africa's borders and consider its global appeal. What's driving the demand in key markets like Europe, the Middle East, North America, and Asia? That's what we'll uncover in the next part of our deep dive.
I'm already hooked.
Yeah.
This is shaping up to be a truly insightful exploration of a fascinating industry. We've established that African luxury jewelry is much more than sparkle and shine. It's a fusion of heritage ethical practices and innovative design.
Exactly. And that powerful combination is resonating with consumers around the globe, particularly in key luxury markets.
This is where it gets really exciting. Let's take a trip around the world and see how different regions are responding to the allure of African luxury jewelry. Where should we head first?
Europe is a great starting point. You know, they've always had a discerning taste for luxury goods with a story, and African jewelry fits the bill perfectly.
That makes sense. Countries like France and Italy are renowned for their fashion and design sensibilities. They'd naturally gravitate towards something unique and culturally rich.
Precisely. European consumers are increasingly drawn to the ethical sourcing and the cultural significance that often accompany African pieces. It's not just about owning something beautiful. It's about aligning with values and supporting responsible practices.
So it's a conscious choice, a way of making a statement with their purchases. Now, what about other regions? Is this appeal spreading beyond Europe?
Absolutely. The Middle East is another market with a growing appetite for African luxury jewelry. They have a strong appreciation for rare gemstones and bespoke pieces, both of which are hallmarks of African jewelry design.
You mentioned Tanzanite earlier, that incredibly rare gemstone found only in Tanzania. I bet that's a huge draw in the Middle East, given their preference for exclusivity.
You're spot on. Tanzanite's rarity and beauty make it highly coveted, and the fact that it's primarily sourced from Africa adds to its allure. Plus, the Middle East has a tradition of valuing bespoke craftsmanship and personalized luxury, which aligns perfectly with what many African jewelers offer.
It sounds like a match made in jewelry heaven. Yeah. So we've got Europe and the Middle East on board. Where else are we seeing a surge in demand?
Well, North America is another key market. Consumers there are becoming increasingly conscious of sustainability and ethical practices, and they're willing to invest in brands that reflect those values.
That echoes what we're seeing in Europe. It seems like modern luxury is no longer just about the bling factor. It's about making responsible choices.
Exactly. North American consumers are looking for brands that are transparent about their sourcing and production methods. They want to know that their purchases aren't contributing to exploitation or environmental harm. And African jewelry brands, with their focus on ethical sourcing and sustainable practices, are meeting that demand head on.
It's amazing how this industry is not only showcasing beautiful jewelry, but also leading the way in ethical practices. Now, before we move on, I have to ask about Asia. They're major players in the global luxury market. What's their take on African jewelry?
Asia, particularly countries like China and India, are showing a rapidly growing interest. They're drawn to the unique gemstones, the intricate designs, and the cultural stories woven into each piece.
I imagine the vibrant colors and bold designs would resonate well with their aesthetic sensibilities.
Definitely. And let's not forget the rising middle class in these countries. They're eager to embrace luxury goods that reflect their newfound status, and African jewelry offers a fresh and exciting alternative to traditional European brands.
It sounds like African jewelry is tapping into a global desire for something authentic, something with a soul. It's not just about following trends, it's about making a connection.
You've hit the nail on the head. In a world saturated with mass-produced goods, people are craving individuality, and meaning African luxury jewelry, with its emphasis on heritage craftsmanship and ethical practices, offers a refreshing departure from the ordinary.
It's like owning a piece of art that tells a story. Now, we've talked about the global appeal, but it's not just about the jewelry itself, right? What role do platforms and organizations play in connecting these brands with a wider audience?
They're absolutely crucial. Platforms like Luxury Media Africa are creating a digital bridge between African artisans and international buyers, providing visibility and fostering connections.
So they act as a showcase, highlighting the best of what African jewelry has to offer.
Precisely. And then you have organizations like the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries, which provide official recognition and support for African luxury brands, adding a level of credibility and prestige.
It's like a stamp of approval, reassuring consumers that these brands meet high standards of quality and ethics.
Exactly. And beyond recognition, they offer resources, networking opportunities, and access to industry events, helping these brands thrive on a global stage.
That kind of support is invaluable, especially for emerging designers who are trying to make their mark.
Absolutely. And there's another exciting development on the horizon, the Royal Exclusives e-commerce platform.
Oh, I've heard whispers about this. Tell me more.
It's a game changer. Royal Exclusives is being designed specifically for African luxury jewelry, revolutionizing how these pieces are marketed and sold online.
So it's like a curated marketplace bringing together the best of the best and making it accessible to a global audience.
Exactly. Certified brands can link their existing stores to this platform, expanding their reach and connecting with buyers they might not have otherwise reached.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities for these designers. Now with all this momentum, what do you see for the future of African luxury jewelry? Where is this journey heading?
The future is incredibly bright. With its abundant resources, exceptional craftsmanship, and focus on sustainability, Africa is poised to become a global leader in the luxury jewelry market.
So it's not just a fleeting trend.
Not at all. This is a fundamental shift in how consumers perceive luxury. They're seeking authenticity, ethical sourcing, and a connection to something bigger than themselves. And African luxury jewelry embodies all of those values.
It's a perfect storm of talent, resources, and changing consumer preferences.
And it's creating incredible opportunities, not just for established brands, but also for emerging designers and artisans who are eager to share their unique vision with the world.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time to be following this industry, and I, for one, can't wait to see what dazzling creations emerge next.
Me too. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, the idea of cultural storytelling.
Ah, yes. That's one of the most captivating aspects of African luxury jewelry.
It's not just about adornment. It's about wearing a piece of history, a piece of heritage. And I think that resonates deeply with consumers who are searching for something more than just a pretty bauble.
It's about connecting with a story, a culture, a tradition. And African jewelry does that exceptionally well.
So to sum up this leg of our journey, we've seen how African luxury jewelry is captivating audiences worldwide.
We've explored the factors driving its global demand, from the unique gemstones and ethical practices to the captivating cultural narratives woven into each piece.
And we've discovered how platforms and organizations are amplifying these brands, connecting them with a wider audience, and paving the way for continued growth.
It's been a fascinating exploration, and there's still so much more to uncover. But for now, let's take a pause and reflect on everything we've learned. When we return, we'll delve into some final thoughts and leave you with a question to ponder.
Welcome back to our deep dive into, you know, the captivating world of African luxury jewelry.
It's been quite a journey, right? From the mines of Botswana to the studios of, you know, these renowned designers, we've unearthed, you know, just a wealth of brilliance.
We really have. We've explored that exquisite craftsmanship,
yeah,
the ethical practices, you know, the cultural storytelling and the global appeal of this incredible industry.
Yeah. And along the way, I think we've discovered how African luxury jewelry is challenging those traditional notions of what luxury even means, proving that it can be both beautiful and responsible.
Now, as we prepare to conclude this exploration, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question. We've seen how African luxury jewelry is thriving, resonating with consumers all over the world and embracing sustainability.
Yeah. The momentum is undeniable.
So here's the question. With its focus on ethical sourcing, its celebration of cultural heritage, and its commitment to, you know, innovative design, could African luxury jewelry be pointing towards the future of the entire industry?
That's a really compelling question, and one that I think deserves serious consideration. You know, African luxury jewelry is offering a fresh perspective. It's proving that you don't have to compromise on your values to create exquisite pieces.
It's about making, you know, conscious choices, supporting brands that align with, you know, your beliefs, and investing in pieces that tell a story.
Exactly. And that message is resonating with a growing number of consumers who are looking for something more meaningful in their luxury purchases. You know, they're seeking authenticity, transparency, and a connection to something larger than themselves.
African luxury jewelry delivers on all those fronts, offering a compelling alternative to that, you know, traditional luxury paradigm.
It's a shift that's been brewing for some time. And African jewelry designers are at the forefront of this movement, leading the way with their commitment to, you know, ethical practices, their celebration of heritage, and their innovative designs.
So as you consider your next jewelry purchase, think beyond the sparkle and the shine. Think about the story you want to tell, the values you want to support, and the impact you want to make.
Yeah, because with African luxury jewelry, you're not just acquiring a beautiful object. You're investing in a legacy of craftsmanship, sustainability, and cultural pride. You're making a statement that reflects your values and your appreciation for that unique beauty that Africa has to offer.
What a beautiful way to sum up, you know, this incredible journey. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of African luxury jewelry.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you, and we hope you'll continue to explore, you know, this vibrant and evolving industry.
Until next time, keep shining bright.